The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off the program talking about the coronavirus. Now, I'm not going to talk to you about what it is and all that kind of stuff. I'm doing it in terms of the content of this program, which pretty much requires you to attend public events. And that you have to decide for yourself whether you go to an event or not. You can always, of course, check with the particular venue to see what they are doing in regard to the coronavirus. I today will be talking a lot about, obviously, the things going on in the coming weeks. And hopefully, when we say coming weeks, the whole thing about the coronavirus, we hope, will be in our rearview mirror, so to speak. But today I'll talk about phone numbers as much as I have them. And you can check to see if a particular event you may be going to, whether that event is going on. I'm quite sure you heard about all the closures, and this program does not permit trying to go through that closure list. Would take up most of the program if we did. So starting off with Artsplosure today, that's coming up soon. This national top 50 fine art and design show returns in 2020 with the two-day juggernaut that takes over downtown. The juried art market and festival features over 170 state and national visual arts and crafts exhibitors, large-scale interactive visual art installations, aerialists, and musical performances. Kidsplosure, with interactive educational activities and entertainment, is another highlight of the family-friendly event. Of course, it's scheduled for Friday and Saturday, May 16 and 17 in downtown Raleigh. Of course, it started in 1980. The Raleigh Arts Festival has entertained and inspired hundreds of thousands of people, introducing them to underrepresented artists and performances. And again, Artsplosure 2000. Yeah, let's go. 2020. Oh, goodness gracious. This whole thing about the coronavirus, who knows, huh? Anyway, Artsplosure is coming around Friday and Saturday, March 16th and 17th in downtown Raleigh. The 2020 version of the Cheerwine Festival is not too far off either. That's set for May 16th in downtown Salisbury, which is, by the way, the hometown of Cheerwine. This all started in 2017 when Cheerwine wanted to celebrate 100 years of cheer. The event drew thousands to Salisbury, and officials decided to host the festival on an annual basis. Based on last year's festival, food vendors sold over 1,800 Cheerwine tacos, 500 Cheerwine floats, 500 bags of popcorn, and more than 5,000 hot dogs. When the 2019 shindig was over, Cheerwine donated $7,500 from their drink sale to a local charity, Meals on Wheels, Rowan. By the way, Cheerwine remains a family-owned business still operated by descendants of the company's founder. That's the Cheerwine Festival, May 16th. A small change at IBMA's World of Bluegrass A name change has been announced for the annual Free Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh. The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will now be known as IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC. The festival is part of the World of Bluegrass events held September 29th through October 3rd this year at various locations in downtown Raleigh. Of course, World of Bluegrass also includes IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, nightly bluegrass ramble shows at various clubs, and a business conference. Bluegrass Live will be held October 2nd and 3rd with concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater and on seven more stages throughout downtown Raleigh. Organizers believe IBMA Bluegrass Live eliminates confusion between World of Bluegrass and Wide Open Bluegrass while capturing the energy and essence of this incredible festival that has 100-plus bands playing to over 200,000 attendees. They will also continue free general admission access to the main stage performances, along with select reserve seating. The lineup for the festival's main stage is shaping up to be incredible once again. World of Bluegrass officials announced last year that the event will remain in Raleigh through at least 2021. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art, of course, on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-839-6262. And again, we're giving out the phone numbers just in case you planned on going and want to call and make sure your particular event is going on. All right, again, North Carolina Museum of Art, Tuesday, April 21st, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Jake Shimabukuro. Since its formation in the early 90s, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy has toured virtually nonstop and sold over 2 million albums. The band blends the classic American sounds of jazz, swing, and Dixieland with the energy and spirit of contemporary culture. And Jake Shimabukuro is a humble master of the ukulele whose mission is to connect and inspire people. He shares a deep emotional connection with the listener that is open, magical, and transcendent. He takes the ukulele to places no one has gone before, performing awe-inspiring music that ranges from jazz, blues, and rock to bluegrass, classical, and folk. This is part of the 2020 Summer Concert Series at the Museum of Art, and the concert starts at 8. Sunday, April 26th, it's Brittany Howard. As the frontwoman and guitarist for Alabama Shakes, Brittany has become one of music's most celebrated figures. The band has won 4 Grammys out of 9 nominations, and she has performed everywhere from the Obama White House to the main stage at Lollapalooza, where she sang with Paul McCartney at his invitation. Again, part of the 2020 Summer Concert Series at the Museum of Art. Again, the concert starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, May 9th, it's the North Carolina Raga Revival Concert. For hundreds of centuries, raga has formed the backbone of Indian classical music, offering a guideline for musicians to improvise when performed live. Ragas, which roughly translates to coloring, are still played throughout India and were first popularized stateside by sitar master Ravi Shankar in the 60s. This concert on Saturday, May 9th, starts at 1. Sunday, May 17th, Panharmonia, the Asheville-based group, enjoys taking its music out of the concert hall and into the community. The Chamber Music Repertory Company has been nationally recognized for its artistic excellence and creative vision. This is part of the Sights and Sounds concert series. The show starts at 2. And finally, Saturday, June 6th, Chatham County Line. This is an album release show for Strange Fascination. Chatham County Line has been a staple of North Carolina's music scene for 2 decades, embracing an all-acoustic instrumentation and the modern songwriting leader of Dave Wilson. The band has graced stages all across the U.S., as well as Europe, Scandinavia, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. And this, again, Saturday, June 6th, Chatham County Line, is part of the 2020 Summer Concert Series at the Museum of Art, and that concert starts at 8. All right, quite a few additions over the last week or so to the amphitheaters in the region. We'll start off with Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Wednesday, April 29th of Monsters and Men. This is the 2020 Fever Dream North American Tour. Friday, May 8th, Jamie Johnson with special guest Whiskey Myers. Saturday, May 9th, AJR, Neo Theater World Tour, Part 2. Thursday, May 14th, Lewis the Child. Tuesday, June 2nd, Local Natives and Foals with special guest Cherry Glazer. Sunday, June 7th, Primus, A Farewell to Kings Tour. Sunday, June 14th, Megadeth and Lamb of God. Friday, June 26th, Melanie Martinez, Copycat Tour. Thursday, July 9th, for King and Country, A Summer Tour. Friday, July 17th, Slightly Stupid. Saturday, July 18th, Bare Naked Ladies, Last Summer on Earth Tour. Thursday, July 30th, Lindsey Stirling, The Artemis Tour. Saturday, August 1st, Green Sky Bluegrass, with special guest the Wood Brothers, and this is Summer Tour 2020. Friday, August 7th, Kaleo, Fight or Flight Tour. Saturday, August 8th, Jimmy Eat World. Sunday, August 9th, Lov. Friday, August 14th, David Gray, White Ladder, the 20th Anniversary Tour. Saturday, August 15th, it's Blackberry Smoke, Spirit of the South Tour. Saturday, August 22nd, at Red Hat Amphitheater, Maren Morris, the RSVP, the tour. Tuesday, August 25th, Goo Goo Dolls. And right now, the last show of the season at Red Hat, Friday, September 18th, Steve Martin and Martin Short, the funniest show in town at the moment tour. All right, let's go check out Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Saturday, April 18th, Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 26th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Saturday, May 23rd, kicks off the season with the North Carolina Symphony's opening night, Scheherazade and Play with the Pros. Sunday, May 24th, Triangle Wind Ensemble and American Celebration, the music of Disney. Friday, May 29th, North Carolina Symphony, Mozart and Beethoven. Saturday, May 30th, the Symphony with Star Wars and more. Saturday, June 6th, at Cocobooth Amphitheater, the Symphony with Romeo and Juliet. Friday, June 12th, King Crimson with the Zappa Band. Saturday, June 13th, the Symphony Classics Under the Stars. Friday, June 19th, Revolution and special guests. This is the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2020. Saturday, June 20th, the Symphony with Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Saturday, June 27th, the Symphony, Broadway Nights, Phantom of the Opera, and more. Saturday, July 4th, it's the Symphony Independence Day celebration. Friday, July 10th, the Symphony Classical Music at the Movies. Saturday, July 11th, the Symphony the Paul Simon Songbook. Saturday, July 18th, Iration with special guest Tribal Seeds. And Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. That's all at Coca Booth Amphitheater. And, of course, a lot of these amphitheater shows don't start up until mid to late April. And that Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, the season there starts Saturday, April 18th, with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, the Slack Tide Tour. Friday, May 22nd is Brooks and Dunn. Friday, May 29th, Sam Hunt, Kip Moore, and Travis Denning. Tuesday, June 2nd, the Lumineers, Three, the World Tour. Thursday, June 4th, Kenny Chesney, Jalaxification Tour 2020. Friday, June 19th at Walnut Creek, Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Tyler Bryan and the Shakedown. Saturday, June 20th, the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald, 50th Anniversary Tour. Tuesday, June 23rd, Alanis Morissette, World Tour 2020. Saturday, July 4th, the Black Crowes, Shake Your Moneymaker Tour. Friday, July 10th, Thomas Rhett, Centerpoint Road Tour with Cole Swindell. Saturday, July 11th, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Wheels of Soul Tour. Wednesday, July 15th, Sammy Hagar and the Circle and Whitesnake. Thursday, July 16th, it's Tim McGraw. Saturday, July 18th, it's Dead and Company. Friday, July 24th, the Dave Matthews Band. Saturday, July 25th, Lady Antebellum, Ocean Tour 2020 with Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay. Sunday, July 26th, it's Kids Bop Live. Saturday, August 1st, Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Saturday, August 8th, Chris Stapleton, All-American Roadshow Tour with L. King and Kendall Marvel. Monday, August 10th, Journey and the Pretenders. Friday, August 14th, Chris Young, Scotty McCreary, and Peyton Smith. Saturday, August 15th, Flashback Funk Fest. Tuesday, August 18th, Breaking Benjamin and Bush. Friday, August 21st, Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick. Friday, August 28th, Foreigner, Kansas, and Europe. Saturday, August 29th, Luke Bryan, Proud to Be Right Here Tour with Morgan Whalen and Kaylee Hammock. And Sunday, August 30th, the Black Keys. Wednesday, September 9th, it is Kiss, End of the Road World Tour with David Lee Roth. Thursday, September 10th, Rascal Flatts, Farewell, Life is a Highway Tour. And we're down to the final two. Saturday, September 12th, Maroon 5 2020 Tour with Meghan Trainor. And then Monday, September 21st, Backstreet Boys, the DNA World Tour. A couple of festivals and other events going on around the Triangle. We've got the Raleigh Grilled Cheese Festival coming up Saturday, May 2nd. Some vegan festivals across the state. The list I have so far, Raleigh, Sunday, April 5th. Fayetteville, Saturday, May 16th. Asheville's Vegan Fest is June 14th. The Triad Fest is in Greensboro, and that's on Saturday, June 20th. Triangle Veg Fest in Durham, August 16th. Charlotte's Veg Fest is September 26th. And Wake Forest, their Veg Fest is November 1st. Don't forget about the Hopscotch Music Festival. It's set for September 10th through the 12th. This will be year number 11 for Hopscotch. It's known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable. Rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. It all takes place with the programming stretching across 12 walkable venues. Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and not-so-local music fans. All right, checking things going on in Cary. The final concert in the Marvelous Music Main Stage series is Friday, April 3rd, Semi-Toned. It's one of UK's leading male a cappella sensations and champions of BBC Two's The Choir. Triangle's Got Talent 2020, Saturday, March 28th from 6 to 9. This is at the Cary Theater. Auditions are open only to middle and high school students. The Marvelous Music Family Series wraps up Saturday, April 4th with Opera Express presenting The Ugly Duckling. That performance starts at 11 a.m. Friends of Paige Walker Herb Fest set for Saturday, May 2nd. That's from 9 to 1 at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. It's a Friday every month. The Bond Park Boathouse hosts musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The events are free. Here are the dates. April 3rd, My Cousin's Skinny. That's 4:30 to 7. May 1st, E.G. Peters, 4:30 to 7. June 5th, Barlin Masson, 5:30 to 8. July 3rd, Lauren Nicole Duo. August 7th, 5:30 to 8. Jason D'Amico, 5:30 to 8. September 4th, it's Jake Potter, 4:30 to 7. And then on October 2nd, Ed Stevenson, 4:30 to 7. Cary's Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally dates are set for this year, April 19th and July 12th, along Academy Street. Cary Live dates for 2020 are the following Saturdays, July 25th, September 26th, and October 17th. No word yet on scheduled entertainers. The Cary Live concerts are at the downtown park and are free. Park After Dark is back this year on select Wednesdays at the downtown park from 7 to 9. The dates are June 10th, July 8th, August 12th, and September 9th. Starlight Concert Series of free concerts takes place in the beautiful gardens at the Paige Walker Arts and History Museum, or History Center, rather. Friday, May 1st at 6 is Sabor y Cultura. The events celebrate Venezuelan food, art, music, and culture. The Beach Music Party is not scheduled yet. The celebration of bluegrass, though, is Friday, July 31st, and no date has been set so far for Jamrock. All right, in Apex, Saturday, March 21st, the Snow White Variety Show. This is presented by Raleigh Little Theater's Players to Go. The show has all the fun of just about every TV show genre you can imagine and is jam-packed into this wild and fast-paced comedy. Family members and friends will become the live studio audience on a live talk show called Real Talk with Fairy Tale Legends. The curtain goes up at 2 o'clock. Coming up in Clayton, Friday, March 20th, it's Susan Werner and David Miles. Two recent Palladian series favorites return to perform in one exciting and entertaining show. Singer-songwriters Susan Werner and David Miles take the stage for an engaging evening of eclectic music. The box office that one didn't work out at all, did it? The box office phone number at the Clayton Center is 919-553-1737. Or you can check them out online at theclaytoncenter.com. Holly Springs, Friday, March 20th. It is Jukebox Saturday Night. This is a music review of the great big bands from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Friday, April 3rd, comedian Jeff Jenna. In the 1980s and 90s, Jeff was one of the premier comics on television and the comedy club circuit. Saturday, April 4th, the Holly Springs Community Band presents Bach to Bach. Garner Performing Arts Center, the phone number there is 919-661-4602. Saturday, March 21st, Angelina Ballerina, the musical. Angelina and her friends are all aflutter because a special guest is coming to visit Commember Academy. They will perform all types of dance, including hip-hop, modern dance, the Irish jig, and, of course, ballet. The 10 a.m. show is a lights-up, sound-down performance. This sensory-sensitive performance is for kids with special needs, young kids and their families. The other performance is at 2 o'clock. Then Thursday through Saturday at Garner Performing Arts, March 26th through the 28th, it is Scarlet, the Outlaws of Nottingham. April 10th and 11th and April 17th and 18th, it is the Savannah Sipping Society. And again, that's April 10 and 11 and April 17 and 18 at the Garner Performing Arts Center, 919-661-4602. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.